I call the special session of the Employee Council, Monday, April the 9th at 10 o'clock. This is, let's see, Rochelle, Nina Williams, I'm present, Ramon, Andrew DeFord.
Here.
Sue Vedder.
Here.
Joe Garcia, Joe Ward, Allison Williams, Brian Swan, Kevin Pacheco.
Here.
And Daniel Duchon.
Present.
The following items will be discussed, considered, and/or decided upon at this meeting. Number one, discussion and possible approval of a request to city manager to include a gym reimbursement in the FY18-19 budget. Does anybody have anything they want to say?
Clarence Hickman proposed that somehow there's some type of gym reimbursement or that the city provide a gym membership for the whole body of city employees for a number of reasons, one being obviously health and fitness being number one. And if everybody does this and participates in a gym membership, they would have, it would lessen the city's liability on health insurance because you have a healthier pool of personnel and a number of other reasons that if he wasn't on duty, he'd be here presenting it.
Dan, did you have anything to say about the gym membership?
Yes, wanted to provide a little info. I spoke to one of the gym owners in Warren, I think it was Suzanne. I think, is it the Bisbee Fitness Club? Is that the name of it?
Yeah.
She'd approached and said she'd be willing to work with the city employees if that was the sole provider. And she could do 25 a month. But I think we should also consider our employees that live maybe Hereford or Sierra Vista that would choose to work out there. So we need to decide, do we want to go with one gym or just a blanket gym stipend that any employee can use at any gym? And I did the math really quick. The number was floated maybe $25 a month for 70 employees. If 100% of them use it, that'd be $1,750 a month or $21,000 a year. Or if the usage was maybe 50%, it'd be $875 a month or about $10,500 a year. Just to take into consideration what we're asking for. And we are right in the middle of the budget process. I think this is the best time to put something forth. And I did speak to Carrie, the finance director, and she did tell me there used to be a program like this in the police department. And I think, I don't know if guys forgot about it or what, but it kind of whittled down to, I think this year there's like one person using it and actually submitting for reimbursement. So maybe we're not doing a good job about explaining.
Well, for us, we have the availability of the high school gym that they've allowed us access to. Okay. So a lot of the guys have been using that instead of any of the other locations.
Is that just after hours outside of when the high school students are?
Yes.
Okay. Has that been working well? I've heard that the fire department has that option as well.
I don't know if it's available to the fire department as of yet. It's for us, it's been all right.
Okay.
We just don't have access to it yet.
Okay.
And then we just signed them to use it both teams.
Does anybody else have anything they wanted to discuss regarding it? I'll entertain a motion.
Motion to request the city manager to include a gym reimbursement in this year's budget.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
We'll go on to item number two, presentation and discussion by Daniel Duchon, Personnel Director, regarding health insurance.
I just wanted to give everybody a brief heads up about the rates for this year. So there are some increases, but the good news is all of the increases are going to be on the employer side. So the United Health is projected to go up 12%, dental 5%, life insurance 2%, and vision 4%. But again, all the increases are going to be absorbed on the employer side, so no employees are going to see increases. As of now, it's projected that there's going to be no increases for the employee portion of benefits. And I've been doing some research as well. We have a benefit broker, CBIZ, and they do all our quotes, and it's still out to market, so they're trying to get those rates, those increases, as low as possible. And I did get a quote from another company, Kairos, and they're actually an insurance pool that came out of the school districts that now opened up to all or most government entities. And their plans are roughly the same, and their rates are about the same. The only other options they have several high deductible health plans. So if that's something, I wouldn't recommend it for this year because the new year is coming pretty soon. But in the future, we should at least know these plans are out there. So if you're interested in them, we do have the option, but it'd be something we have to switch to as a city as a whole. But then, I'm sorry, so if we wanted to get some of these options, we could, you know, switch companies, and then you may have the option between a normal plan and a high deductible health plan. But I just want to emphasize that the Employee Council, I want to work with you guys, and if there is a desire for change, we do have options. We should just start that conversation as soon as possible. So for this year, I mean, the one other quote I got was comparable. I don't think it'd really make a difference. And we did get some quotes for a high deductible health plan, but those are just totally different, so the rates are lower, but then you would need to invest in an HSA out of your own paycheck with the savings. So I just wanted everybody to know that they're out there, and in the future, if there's a desire for change, that we can have that conversation.
We can get some handouts on different companies.
Yeah, I have the information right here. I'll send you what I have. But that was it. I just wanted to touch base and let the Employee Council know.
Did anybody have any comments? Our next meeting will be May 9th. It'll be closer to when they're tying up the budget. The last budget meeting will be on May 10th. But if you have any questions prior to that of anything that's going on in the budget, email Dan, and then he can let us know what the answer is or what's going on with it if we have a certain area that we want to have a clarification on. Anybody got anything else?
We're doing the budget on the Thursday?
Yes. Well, May 10th is the last day of the work sessions.
Oh.
They start tomorrow, which is the budget training, and then on April 18th is the actual start of the budget. You're welcome. And I believe what they're going to do is just going to start with mayor and council and go as far as they can each day. So it's not going to be broken out like it was last year. At first it was, but I think they changed it. And so now it's just going to start at the beginning and go as far as they go each day. Until they get all of the budget done.
And that starts on the 18th?
Yes, at 5:30.
Okay. Is there any way I can get on the email list for council meetings and stuff like that?
Do you have a city email?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll put it on the E54, so all you get is the agenda, or do you want the whole packet?
No, just the agenda.
Yeah. If you don't get one for this next Tuesday, email me and remind me that you need to,
right,
to be on there. But I'll try to remember.
No problem. I'll send you something.
Just to recap for Allison, we all voted unanimously to approve a request to the city manager for gym membership. And Dan was telling us that for right now, our insurance, there's no increases, but to the employer, not to the employee. And that if we want to look at other plans, not this year since the budget's pretty, you know, we're doing the budget right now, but in the future, if we wanted to change, if he had more quotes, we could look at that. Yeah. Pretty much everybody signed the petition.
Once you finish up.
I'm still working on Public Works. And Dan's gonna follow up with him by the end of the week. Anybody have any other comments that they wanna?
Welcome, Sue.
Yes, welcome, Ms. Sue. I'm so happy to have you.
Thank you. I'm honored to be here.
All right, if we don't have anything else, I'll motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned.
My starter is getting really.